Officers, household.
Pets.
Cricket is played with a ball and a...
Bat.
We fish in the river with a something and line.
A rod.
If you want to wash yourself all over, the easiest way is to get into a nice hot...
Bath.
The red liquid one cuts oneself.
Blood.
What does a cow eat in the field?
Cud. Or grass.
Bread and...
Water.
Or...
Jam.
Or...
Butter. Well, I don't eat butter, that's just...
Yeah, I know, any answer could be right, but I've got to get certain...
Yeah, that's it, that's it. That's it in words, aye, okay.
Chimney sweeps used to get covered with this.
Soot.
You go to a ballroom to...
Dance.
A dentist fills this or takes it out.
Tooth.
Brazil are world champions of which sport?
Soccer.
Or
football.
If something goes wrong with my... Thank you very much. If something goes wrong with my boy at school, I'll go and see the top man.
Headmaster.
A nice thick soup with lamb and leek and onion.
Cowl.
And in English? That's a Welsh word there.
Mm.
What's that in English?
Broth.
When I watch a good comedian or clown, I can't stop
laughing.
What parents should say to their children, a good...
Example.
Opposite of south?
North.
She takes our temperature and looks after us in hospital?
Nurse.
A vegetarian eats no...
Meat.
Could you read these, please?
A-O-K-U.
If I have a puncture when driving, I have to change the...
Wheel. You make me laugh at it, I can call you out. Oh, my brother. No. Okay.
A common saying, though, something not, want not.
Wish not.
Don't panic, keep...
Calm.
If I buy a pair of trousers, I've got to know the size of my...
Waist.
My mother and my...
Father.
He was late and kept me something for half an hour.
He was late.
He was late and he kept me something for half an
hour. Waiting.
If you keep bread for too long, it goes...
Stale.
In cricket, you can be out bowled, stumped, or...
Caught.
What does a dog wag when he's happy?
Tail.
Pepper and...
Salt.
To bring them up well, parents should teach their children how to...
Bear.
True or...
False.
A kind of fish we eat at a restaurant. Dover.
Sole.
At the turnstiles, when you pay your money, you can pass...
Through.
Body and...
Soul.
He was run out yesterday. Morris picked up the ball and something down the wicket.
Hit. Through.
Bend down and touch your...
Toes.
He was so bruised after his fall that he was black and...
Blue.
If your car breaks down on the Severn Bridge, a vehicle comes and...
Recovers it. Toes.
The wolf huffed and he puffed and...
He blew. Oh, he blew Dickie's up, don't I?
You haven't got all your answers written down by the other of
you. Oh, I'm clever, man.
Oh, he's very good, he is. My mouth, my...
Nose.
Don't speak to him right now because he's in a bad...
Mood.
Poor Chris, he's always in that.
When will the world end? God only...
Knows.
Something is in the eyes of the beholder.
Something in the eyes of the beholder. Look.
Good, that's a good idea. Something is in the eyes of the beholder.
Beauty. I wouldn't want that.
Check books.
Pardon?
But don't check books.
Yes. We take them off We take all of them off before we go to bed.
Clothes.
Opposite of black.
White.
In our front room, three people can sit on our
sofa. Settee.
If you're careless with a match, you can start a
light. Fire.
I can't speak, I've lost my
voice.
Opposite of north.
South.
After a game of rugby, we need a bath or a
shower.
In Parliament, where does the Queen read the Queen's speech?
Where does she read in Parliament? Where does she read it? Mm-hmm. In a chair.
What place though, in what place?
House of Parliament.
The main drink served down at the bar, a pint of
bitter, lager, beer. Oh, lager. Well, that's the thing. They probably will find that it's today it's changed now the last 2 years. Whereas about 1987, the lager had about 60% of the sales,
yeah.
And beer say 40%. Now it's reverted. Beer's gone 60%, the lager's gone 40.
And if you go to certain areas, you'll find that cider is a bigger seller.
Well, I think the draft, the pull is coming back, the old pull, so. There we are.
Dear, go up the bomb for a question here. Oh, we're going to take the answers, we love a good drink.
On his chin, my grandfather had a long
chin. Beard.
A woman's monthly condition?
Period?
Miserable.
Period? I'm going to get my
a nose.
A ear.
What do we call two shoes, two socks?
Pair.
With her magic wand, help Cinderella to go to the ball.
Like Richard used to keep a village in. A proper.
Queer.
No, fairy.
Oh, hang a deck, fairy. I've never seen anything like that, haven't I?
It's different Christmas trees.
Oh, I know the Christmas trees. Is that the answer?
A ship carrying cars and passengers across the river.
Ferry.
Same word.
Ferry, not fairy.
Well, you spotted something there. It's slightly different. But in some dialects it might be the same. A few grand nationals ago, they made a real mess up of the
start.
We fence with a
sword.
Opposite of rich?
Poor.
If somebody asks where the bus has gone and you're uncertain, you say, I'm not
sure.
A trip round a country by bus.
Tour.
Scientists hope to find this one day for diseases like cancer and AIDS.
A medication.
They hope to find it.
Cure.
The 12 men or women in the court who decide whether you're guilty or not.
Jury.
Thank you very much. So, can you shift over a little bit now?
Do you want him to come over here, Dickie? Or God let you be
stuck? Oh, I don't want to. I'm going to give him some different answers, but yeah.
Oh, you can't. You can only answer the truth.
No. I can go to answer the truth.
No, it's the same questions anyway. So
you want the same answers?
That's right.
So it's just a dialect you want the same.
That's right.
You don't want the truth then. The opposite between rich and poor, conservative and labour.
we'll have that in the discussion afterwards. Right. We should have a good discussion with that man afterwards.
Right.
Miners used to work down the
pit.
We keep dogs and cats as household
pets.
Cricket is played with a ball and a
bat.
We fish in a river with a something in line.
A rod.
If you want to wash yourself all over, the easiest way is to get into a nice hot
shower
or
bath.
The red liquid where one cuts oneself.
Blood.
In a field, a cow eats
grass.
Bread and
butter.
Chimney sweeps used to get covered with this.
Soot.
We go to a ballroom to
dance.
A dentist fills this or takes it out.
Tooth.
Brazil are world champions of which sport?
Football.
If something goes wrong with my boy at school, I go and see the top man.
And smack him round the bloody ear.
Aye.
Principal.
Headmaster.
Headmaster.
Come on, dick me in that. Principal.
The cowl is called what in English?
Spirit.
When I watch a good comedian or clown, I can't stop
laughing.
What parents had said to their children, a good
helper.
Opposite of south?
North.
She takes our temperature and looks after us in hospital?
Nurse.
A vegetarian eats no
meat.
Could you read these?
AKOU.
If I have a puncture when driving, I have to change the
wheel.
Something not want not.
Have not. Want not.
Another idea?
Always not want not.
I could tell that.
That's what your grandfather told you.
That's
your grandfather told you.
I don't think he ever did that.
Don't panic, keep
calm.
If I buy a pair of trousers, I've got to know the size of my
heels.
My mother and my
sister
and my
father.
He was late and kept me something for half an hour.
He kept me basket, kept me waiting until half an hour.
Right.
Delayed.
If you keep bread for too long, it grows
stale.
In cricket, you can be a bowl, stump, or
caught.
What does a dog wag when he's happy?
He's dead.
Pepper and
salt.
To bring them up well, parents should teach their children how to
behave.
True or
false?
The kind of fish we eat in a restaurant, Dover.
I don't eat that Dover sole.
At the turnstiles, when you pay your money, you can pass.
Say it again, sorry.
At the turnstiles, when you pay your money, you can pass
through.
Body and
soul.
He was run out. Morris picked the ball up and something down the wicket. He cheated. Picked the ball up in his hand and they.
Yeah. He threw.
Bend down and touch your...
Well, you touch a lot of things. Toes.
He was so bruised after his fall that he was black and blue. If your car breaks down the same bridge, a vehicle comes and...
Comes you away.
The wolf huffed and he puffed and he...
Blew.
My mouth, my...
Nose.
Don't speak to him right now because he's in a bad
mood.
When will the world end? God only
knows.
When the next Conservative government gets in, that's when it'll end.
Right.
God only knows, right?
Right. Something is in the eyes of the beholder.
Beauty.
We take them all off before we go to bed.
Sunglasses, glasses, and clothes.
What are you, vomit?
Opposite of black.
Well, we call it white or yellow for Chinese or...
Maybe. In our front room, three people can sit on our...
chairs. Sofa, settee.
If you're careless with a match, you can start a...
Oh, yeah.
I can't speak, I've lost my...
voice.
opposite of North.
South.
After the game of rugby, we need a bar for a...
Shower.
Where in Parliament does the Queen read the Queen's speech?
She's sitting in a chair, right? And it's right in front of the TV, because you can see it on TV. Right? And that's the only time I've ever seen where she's ever read it. And I normally switch over to watch her film.
But you see her in the chair first. And where is this chair?
I would have said in the Houses of Parliament or the House of Lords. One of those.
It's going to be up so large and see if I'm it.
I don't don't bear a lot with royalty and I don't take a lot of notice.
So you switch over to the film.
Yeah. Don't tell me you don't.
No, I think everybody probably just watches the Queen's speech on the, you know, if they're in the house on the Christmas, and probably that's about all.
Well, we know it's convenient
anyway. Well, it used to be, you didn't know before, but now they probably, you know, they print it and the media, they do everything today, don't they?
Before,
I know my grandmother used to, the highlight of the year was she used to go to chapel, she never drank, never smoked. She sat in the chair, she'd done all the cooking on the old fire.
Yeah.
No, turkey then Christmas, and then go back when I was a kid, and a turkey was a turkey then, not like a chicken was a chicken, and a turkey was a turkey, so she would be up there, but what she always liked was to listen to the Queen's speech, and that was on the wireless, and
it's
then years ago then she, I used to like to watch on television, that's all she ever watched on television, Queen's speech.
We couldn't afford
Oh my gosh, I'm going back, you know, 20 years ago when my grandma's dead, no, 20 odd years ago.
You're thinking the Queen's speech on Christmas Day now?
Christmas Day, that's the only probably speech that
she
used to, I mean, but the one which they never, anything from Parliament years ago wasn't, it's only lately that anything in Parliament is televised.
Yes.
It's, I mean, you know, 20 years ago you wouldn't have anything from out there, you wouldn't hear anything, that was used to.
The main drink served down at the bar, a pint of
beer.
On his chin, my grandfather had a long
beard.
A woman's monthly condition?
So long since Dickie Sigmund.
PDF.
An eye, a nose,
and an ear.
What do we call two shoes, two socks?
Fair.
Last shoe. With a magic wand, she helped Cinderella to go to the ball.
The fairy.
A ship carrying cars and passengers across a river.
That's a fairy.
A few grand nationals ago, they made a real mess up of the...
Well, cock up, wasn't it? At the start.
We fence with a...
Sword?
Opposite of which?
Me. Dicky Todd.
That's good.
Fucking broke.
If somebody asks you where the bus has gone and you answer it, then you say, I'm not
fucking walking.
You're not sure.
Not sure. No, I'm going to listen to it, it's on there, man.
No, I've got to hear it clearly, you see. It's got to go on to this little machine clearly.
Oh,
a trip round the country by bus. A bus
tour.
Scientists hope to find this one day for diseases like cancer and AIDS. The 12 men or women in a court who decide whether you're guilty or not.
Judy.
Thank you very much. That's our part over.
Oh, we don't find anything hard yet. Only thing we find hard is by now here. And that's why we love having time out now for long.
And once we put the Labour government back in though, right?
Right.
Everything will be fucked up.
They will start finding the poor people jobs and we won't have to pay through the nose for the water, the electricity and everything else that we've got to pay for.
Well, there'll be another 2 years.
Including gas.
Another 2 years probably.
Aye, right enough, but another 2 years, right? Oh, well, they had a good run, didn't they, Conservatives?
They had a good run. They've sold off every asset the country had. It's called asset stripping. They've sold everything off. they wouldn't allow workers' buyouts only to make a good front on certain occasions, even though they had better offers on certain places around, especially the Welsh valleys. The Tower Colliery is very hard fought for, and they try to shut them down now with the burning of sledge. I am not a colliery worker, I've never been underground in my life, but as far as I'm concerned, I met me a load of shithouses who were all out to feather their own nests. And looking into Margaret Thatcher's dealings, especially with her son, and with Barrett's the builders.
What, and what now, Dick? We put you up now, next Labour candidate. What have you got now? You've been in the paper last Sunday. Right then, what are we going to express now, Bat?
No, you carry on talking as you want to talk.
Oh, you sure? Oh, I thought it was something I said.
Where
do you come from, anyway?
Neath.
Oh, well, pity you're out of the pit, Bat.
Anyway.
Do you see the draw today?
No.
Jack's?
It's not
Pontevere
in Cardiff, is it?
No, Jack's.
No, Jack's
and
Cardiff.
20 Jack's.
Jack's have got Cardiff. Ponty got saucepans.
You don't know who the saucepans are,
you
now.
Don't.
No, I don't know.
You know the saucepans, don't worry about that.
No, no,
if he didn't, I know we won from Neath, and won one from around there.
No, they usually beat Neath in the cup, that's why now.
Aye.
Very good.
But who are they? Who would you say are Jacks? I don't
know. Swansea.
Oh, so you call them Jacks, do you?
Swansea. What?
The whites,
oh, do you go back? Do you go back? Have you ever heard anybody called the Jacks? Where they come from? He said, "Where you from?"
I never heard that.
Swansea Jacks. How long have you been down there?
Backbiting.
People lived in all my life. Never heard Jacks.
Well, you've never followed rugby, probably.
Well, I've been.
Probably never followed rugby.
Overseas many years, I suppose. I never heard that.
Swansea Jacks, man, ah, Christ, do you, when the Jacks and saucepans get together, or
is it because of the dog? What do you call it?
It's because they call them Jacks because they jack it in. If you were working with them, they'd split on you, so you've got to pack in your job.
That's the name Swansea. I don't know where the origination came from. But anybody comes from Swansea, it's like Aberdare. Do you ever know in Aberdare, they used to call Aberdare Snakes? Have you ever heard of that? Anybody from Aberdare? Aye. I was on the railway working, that's my first job. I was 1959.
Yeah.
And I was working in the railway shed in Ferndale. I was a cleaner, cleaning the engines, or half cleaning them as used to be. It wasn't hard work. And with the redundancies and shutting Aberdare sheds and different sheds, they were transferring men, and they had about 10 men who come from Aberdare, and they were called Aberdare Snakes. And that's Snakes, Swansea Jacks, Aberdare Snakes, what they call Snakely, the saucepans, and so they got a name for everybody, and nicknames.
What was the nickname for Neath then?
I can't remember from the rugby league. In the rugby,
they must be normal people.
Time
normal
anyway,
if they are. If they haven't got a nickname, they're normal.
But anyway, when next time I go back now, and he's having a pint with somebody, he's saying, why is Swansea people called the Jacks? And perhaps if you know somebody, they tell the answer. I don't know it myself. But that's what they call the Swansea Jacks.
Yeah, they are.
And in work, if you're working with people, Swansea, you're working with the Jacks this week. Oh, I don't stand those Jacks, you know, they're like... But there we are. That's
another part of the story, everybody got
a... Just to pass, I thought, and broaden your mind, enlighten it a little bit, like...
So, yeah, I'm interested.
Probably you can enlighten mine a lot more, but...
Who do you follow here, then?
Well, the rugby. Oh, well, Ponty, we follow.
Me, I follow Welsh Brewers.
You're not following Treorchy then?
I mean to the...
Pennygreg, if anything.
Probably for the Heineken League is probably Ponty. If I don't go down there very often. Quite a few people have go down there. Quite a few of the committee have invites down there. So they get drunk as bandits. You come to clear, fall asleep, say, maybe 3 days. Well, so I don't know if we've met any. Have we met any of the committee?
No. The committee, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Philip.
Pullman.
Are they the ones who were down for nothing?
Oh, he's not too bad, see, because he got the 8th to put it down him, see. Have we met the Turk?
No.
Oh, you're
a small belly.
Yeah,
who is he now?
Oh, we've got that small. Oh, you're a small belly. He'd knock about 45 pints on him. Met the chairman, Billy? Yeah. He's not.
He
you haven't met the chairman, Billy, have you?
No, I met the secretary.
Well, oh, Bouncer!
Thomas.
Oh, Mr. Thomas, he's slim, he's losing weight, Bounce. Oh, God.
And he, anorexic, so
he was down there Saturday. He filled up till Monday like a camel.
He's anorexic, see? He's just getting over it.
Yeah, yours is Chinese every night.
Like
Bouncer, yeah? Mind you, if we ever see him with a tie on, have a photo of me, will
you? You can't find a shirt yet.
No, right, Robert, what are we going next on the menu anyway?
Well, you're supposed to be talking actually now for a few more minutes.
Oh, well, that's up to you. We don't mind talking.
Do you want to look at any pictures?
I've had a bunch of them. I thought, do you know these? I honestly thought these are the clubs.
Yeah, I did.
They got, when he was talking, I thought, oh, somebody. If you go down in the bar down there, you'll see a couple of photos of the old Cummer Colliery, which used to be on the old Leo site.
Yeah.
Down here, which. One of the fellas living in Triavo there, his boy was doing like a profile on collieries and different things. So there are a few photos on there. And that's what I thought, oh, he's come up with a few more now to see if they want any more now to put that. Because this is a colliery, extra colliery building.
Yeah.
So that's I was looking through him and he was, I've also got a book in the house of Rhonda Remembered.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they're going then, Rhonda past and present, or whether I give it away to somebody.
Well, considering the statement that's made on this photograph,
well, same as well.
It renovated and scheduled as an ancient monument. It's unbelievable what they've done to Penrhys.
I know, but this must have gone back 100 years ago, probably.
Well, if it's a religious artefact, they've desecrated the bloody area, if anything, by putting a council estate on there with some of the worst families they could find.
Why did they build that up there, then? The top.
Well, probably I think at the time, I was in 1960, I think it was about 1966 they built it. I was working the old Fernvale Brewery then, which everybody wouldn't know what it was in Pontygwaith. And a couple of boys working with me, especially two of them, they come here now, they're members here, they've moved down here. And I think with the Rhondda Housing Association, there was like limited space to build houses, council houses.
Yeah.
And they were at the time, 66, 96, I know it's not far, 30 years ago now. But they were the prime, they looked great, they were flats, high rise flats,
yeah.
3-4 stories on top of the mountain. But it was a prestigious sort of place. And everybody wanted to go up there, or not everybody, quite a few people wanted to go up there. And I played for him, and in no time, oh God, when the mist came down, he was down, and he'd be up there, he was down, so I couldn't go out. And if he went down into Westrad, or went down into Stanley Town, the sun was shining. So, they got fed up with it, and I think when they moved out then.
They had an architectural design award for building that site, and all they've done is have problems with the design of it, the same as Colditz in Merthyr. They've knocked Colditz down now, the concrete place.
Yeah. It was on a similar line to that.
Know about it?
No.
Yeah, well, they had a gold award for building the actual building. Obviously run by Conservatives.
But when people moved out of there then, they couldn't replace them with what I will call genuine people.
Yeah.
People who were paying rent and people who wanted to go there to live. They were forced there for people who wanted rehousing, single parent families, and all that.
That's right.
With the result of it then.
Chaos is bred.
There was this, they were stealing. They were just there to use the place and not paying the rent, which they weren't earning any money, which is And then all the good people started to go from there, and then they knocked a few of the A-Rays things down, and then they revamped it by doing all the outsides of it and do new roofs and put in, knocking all the flats all down, just having a accommodation.
George Thomas. In school, so remember that?
It's different.
Same school, family drama.
I think it's gone now. It's many which what they do now. They have these new improvement places, and of course people want to get out from Penrith and go somewhere else. They go up in Trialo. They have these. What do you find it?
Well, the worst place used to be around this area, Dennis, didn't it, years ago?
I know. What's that place they built in Trialo, just by the that pub? Rotherham Housing Association.
Yeah.
Brand new houses, beautiful, brand new houses. And who did they put in there? People who just wanted to transfer.
Single parents.
Yeah,
Harold Wilson.
So where have you fetched these photos?
Where have you had that? That's not Hopkins Town.
I got all these from a book, you see, and blown them up with a photocopy, an ordinary photocopy.
Well, the librarian in Porth, he saves old photographs.
Yeah.
And
do you know the library in Porth? It's on the bench.
His name is Graham.
I know where it is. You're on the left as you come through.
Call it
yes,
Graham.
It's just, do you know the low cost stores next door to it?
Yes, I know where it is.
That's where the library is in Porth.
And he's got a lot of photos,
has
he?
Well, I don't know.
He loves old photographs and he saves them. I'll be honest with you, because he has them copied and he keeps his own.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not a man, obviously. He's an intelligent man. He runs a library in Porth. But he lives in Heath Terrace and he runs a library, and he got a few frames on his walls of photographs I don't see.